This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 76.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In this short episode, I'm going to be sharing five tactics you can use to build your email list quickly. But before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to tell you about my Soulful PR Business Club. Now, if you're a member already, stick with me because there's something here for you too. But basically, it's my online community for people who want to grow their influence in the media. Now, there's many benefits to being in the club, but I think the one that people find the most valuable is my weekly office hour. So on a Wednesday afternoon, basically we jump on, it's a video call at the moment. As we get bigger, it may well be that it's audio, but basically people can post questions in advance about what they want to talk about on the call or what they want to ask. So even if you can't make the call, you can still take part. If you can make the call, great. You can just drop in for 5 minutes or you can stay for the whole call. But basically, it's just a chance to come along and ask me questions, talk to each other about some of the challenges that you're having in your business. We do talk about press, so people might have an idea that they want to pitch, which they want to get some feedback on, or it might be a specific question about pitching to the media. But we also talk about any aspect really of promoting your business. So it might be social media, it might be email marketing, it could be video marketing, it could be webinars, it could be email list building. So anything really to do with growing your business, but with a specific focus on the media. So I think that's the thing that people find most valuable is that weekly call. And also the fact that obviously you can take part, even if you're not around, you can post a question, we'll answer it. And then I upload the video along with a short transcript, which just kind of covers the main points that we discussed. So you can find the bits that are relevant to you afterwards. I think the second most beneficial thing is access to my library of interviews with journalists. So basically my Soulful PR sessions that I run in London every month, the videos are uploaded to the members area. So if you become a member, you immediately get access to interviews with journalists from the Huffington Post, from The Guardian, from The Times, and the Psychology's magazine is another one, the Daily Mail, and a new video is added each month. So I'm going to add a couple of videos from my Soulful PR live event last month in London. And if you're listening to this in the future, then I'm recording this in July 2016, just to give you an idea. So there's an access of all those interviews with journalists talking about what they want, how to pitch to them, what kind of ideas really get them going. And you obviously see other people's questions as well, which is really, really useful. And there's also a private Facebook group. So if you're in my Soulful PR Business Club, then there's a smaller group where we discuss different things. We have a focus for every day. And I think generally people who are in the Soulful PR Business Club, they are generally a little bit more focused in terms of where their business is going. So the Facebook group is much broader, but I think you're probably going to find more like-minded people in the business club who are at a similar stage of their business and have got similar challenges and similar things that they want to do. I also offer discounts on my live events as well, if you remember. And I've also give you access to my webinar library so you can go and find resources on anything from how to build your email list to how to talk to journalists, how to write articles for the media. There's a whole library of stuff that I've recorded over the last few years. And the other thing is we have a monthly masterclass where sometimes it's me leading the masterclass, but other times I bring in experts. So in last month's masterclass, we had a fantastic branding masterclass with Phil Pallon, who I interviewed earlier in this podcast series. And I've got coming up Chris Marr, who's going to be talking about content marketing in a future masterclass. Also got something lined up around money and knowing what to charge. So we sometimes even stray a little bit further from the sort of strict kind of PR side of things. So it's obviously a great community to be part of if you're really focused on growing your influence in the media and looking a little bit broader than the press side of things. So if you're looking at variety of ways that you might want to promote your business, so through marketing, through speaking, we end up talking quite a lot about book writing and whether you should self-publish or whether you should go for a traditional publisher. We're really looking at all of the different ways that you might want to promote your business. And I think what people find most beneficial is just being part of a community and just having people who are at a similar stage in their business and going through similar things just to kind of reach out to and ask questions and share your successes as well. So we see a lot of people sharing successes, things that have happened to them, sharing tips, sharing contacts and that kind of thing. So it's a really, really great community. Now, I mention it at the moment, which is July 2016, because my first cohort of members, so 70 members, they came in on a really special price because they were helping me, I guess, to test out the materials, to see what was going to work, to see where the potential problems were going to be. So I've been testing it out for a few months with that group. I've just recently reopened memberships and I'm offering it at the moment for £29 a month or £290 if you pay upfront, which means you get 2 free months for the year. And I'm going to be putting it up to £39 at the end of this coming week. So I'm just checking this on my calendar. So that means, yeah, that will be on the 29th of July 2016. It's going to go up to £39 a month, which is where it's going to stay for a while. So if you're keen to get involved, then you do need to act in the next few days. So I'll put if you want to take advantage of the special prize anyway. So I'll put a link in the show notes. And in the meantime, if you've got any questions about the club, then just drop me a line on janet@janetmurray.co.uk or tweet me @jan_murray. And happy to answer any questions that you've got around that. And remember that you can get the special prize, which is only available to the 29th of July 2016. If you sign up now, then it's going up to 39 and that's where it's going to be for a while. So I think if you want to kind of make that saving, then you do need to do that in the next few days. So with that, I think it's on with the main part of the show. In this short episode, I'm going to be sharing 5 tactics you can use to build your email list quickly. But before we dig into the content, I just want to make a general point that if you take just one thing away from this episode, I hope it will be this. And that's that people don't give away their email addresses lightly. If you want people to give you permission to be in their inbox regularly, then you need to be providing valuable content. It's not enough to say, sign up for my newsletter or sign up to get updates about what I'm doing. Most people are just not interested in that. If you want them to give you permission to contact them regularly, to be in their inbox regularly, you need to be providing valuable content that solves their problems. So here's 5 ideas about how you can do this. And if you can do some of these, great. If you can have a go at doing all of them, then even better. So my first idea for you is to create what's generally known as an opt-in offer. So some of you who are listening now may well have found me because you've signed up for my free 5-day press release writing course. And you may have found that on social media, or you may have come to my website and seen a pop-up appear inviting you to join that. But I'm imagining that a few of you listening, that's how you found me. That's how you got onto my email list. And the premise behind that really is obviously to solve people's problems. So when I talk to people about PR, the thing that they often ask me, the question that most people have first is, okay, so I want to get some press coverage. How do I write a press release? Now, if you've been listening to the show for a little while, you'll know that I'm actually not that keen on press releases as a way of getting press coverage in newspapers, magazines, and on radio and TV. However, I do acknowledge that people, when they're very new to the media and PR, they often, that's all they know of. So they've heard of press releases. They've heard that that can be a way of getting into the media. So basically, that's what they Google. So people, when I was looking at the most searched terms around my area of expertise, it was, how do you write a press release, or how to write press releases? And in fact, I've written an article for The Guardian, which is entitled How to Write a Press Release for Your Small Business. And that sends so much traffic to my website. So I think you have to start, you know, you might have an idea of what you'd like to teach people, but actually, as in the example I've just given you, sometimes you actually have to teach people what they're looking for. And I use my 5-day press release writing course. I say, okay, well, actually, I don't think press releases are necessarily the best way to get press coverage. But if that's what people know, then I can teach them that first. And once I've taught them that, then I can say, look, I've taught you how to do this thing. And it is a good skill to have. But actually now, here's some other things that are going to be more useful to you. So I've got an autoresponder email series set up that once people have completed my 5-day press release course, then it takes them into this other content, which may actually be more useful to them. So, I mean, that's a really interesting point in itself, I think, is that you might have an idea about what you want to teach people and what you think would be useful to them, but actually you have to meet them where they are. And I've tried various different opt-in offers, you know, 20 tips for getting press coverage or how to make journalists fall in love with you. But it was only when I created this very, very specific opt-in that was about how to write press releases that my opt-in numbers started to really, really pick up. And the other thing about my course, which I mean, probably is a whole episode in this and how you actually set up your opt-in offer. But I decided to do mine over 5 days because I thought there's probably something more powerful rather than just give people one cheat sheet that says, here's how to write a press release and here it is in one document and you'll never hear from me again. Although obviously if you're doing it properly, you then follow up with an autoresponder series of emails, and I'll talk more about that in a second. But my thinking really was that if people, obviously it's quite a big subject, so if I break it down day by day, it might be a little bit more manageable. But also you're in people's inbox for 5 days. When they sign up, they know it's a 5-day course and you've got permission to be there every day. And then at the end, you can say, how did you get on? And it's just basically giving you more opportunities to contact people and stay in touch with them and to start to build that relationship. And that's worked really, really well for me. It was only when I started to do that I really started to see my email subscribers really, really grow. And just to mention there, if you're unfamiliar with the term autoresponder series, basically it's a series of emails that you set up. So what you don't want to do is get people on your email list, give them a cheat sheet or a really nice piece of free content, and then they never hear from you again. What you want to do is to keep those people warm until they're ready to buy. Maybe they'll never be ready to buy, but obviously if you keep giving them useful information and keep in touch with them, then you know, they may tell other people about you, or, you know, it might be in a year's time or 2 years' time, they'll remember that you really helped them out with that content and come back to you. So you can set up a series of emails. And again, there could be a whole episode in how you do this and how often you do it and whether you send them every week or every month or whatever it might be. But you send up a series of emails, which is more useful content for them that's going to help them with the problems that they first, or the challenges that they first came to you with. And it's just keeping you in mind as a useful person and, you know, sending out some really great content. So that's the first thing that you can do, is create an opt-in offer. So the second thing is you can use pop-ups, and I use them on my site, and there's various bits of tech you can use to help you with that. I'm currently using AppSumo, which is a plugin which I use, which plugs into the back of my WordPress site and creates these little pop-ups, and you can customize them yourself. I also use lead pages, lead boxes. So at the end of some of my web posts, you'll see that you can sign up for 3 things. I mean, that's a slightly kind of different thing, but just having places on your website where if people have either arrived at your site and kind of like what you're doing, like what you're talking about, then if they want more of this, then you can sign up and get some more useful content. Again, it might be a cheat sheet that you're giving people or whatever, but there's various ways that you can do this. But I've got a welcome mat on my website. At least I did have to recently, but because I've got a book out at the moment, I've just changed it slightly. But when you first come to my site, I have something that comes up when you first get there that says, would you like to learn how to write awesome press releases? If you do, then add your name and email address here. And that's been amazing, actually. So at one point, I was getting as many signups from my welcome mat as I was from my invitation to join my 5-day press release writing course. And if you think about the resource and how much time it took me to create that course, as to how much time it took me to go into the back of my website and set this welcome mat thing up, then actually the welcome mat seemed a little bit more successful. And I can link to it in the show notes, but I use a plugin called AppSumo for that. And they've got various other kind of pop-ups and things that you can use, and they're fairly easy to use. So the third tip I would have is, it's kind of linked actually to the last one, but you can create content upgrades. So if you have a blog or a podcast, if you have a really, really useful blog post, or basically you could go and maybe pick out your 5 most visited blog posts or podcast episodes and create what's called a content upgrade. And this might be a cheat sheet, or it could be a little video lesson. It could be, I'm trying to think about the kind of things that I've done. I've done templates for writing press releases or for writing pitch emails. And basically it's a really nice, good quality piece of content that's going to help people out with the challenges that they're facing. And then at the end of that post, you just say, you know, did you enjoy this? Would you like to get my free cheat sheet? Or would you like to get my free template for writing press releases, whatever it might be? And if you can link it to the topic of your blog post, I mean, that really is the ideal, that maybe you're talking about something in your blog post and what you're offering is a template that will help them do whatever you're talking about in your blog post or your podcast episode. So if it's linked and it helps them kind of to deepen their understanding and actually take action on what you're talking about in their blog post, then that kind of thing can be really, really, really powerful. So my fourth tip would be to run webinars. Now, I do a lot of webinars and have done for years now, and you may well have been along to some of them. And what I used to do with my webinars, I used to just advertise them to my email list, and I also used to promote them all over social media. But I found that most of my signups were coming from my email list. I used to pick up a few people on Twitter and Facebook, but not that many, to be honest. And often it would be people who already knew about me from my email list, but had just kind of missed the email or something. So I wasn't necessarily bringing new people in. So I've recently started using Facebook advertising, and I've been working with a strategist. And actually in a coming episode, I've got an interview with her, so you can find out how we work together and get an idea as to whether this is something that could work for you. It doesn't need to be massively expensive or massive investment, as we talk about in that episode. So basically what I did recently, I was running a webinar, and the idea of the webinar, I mean, you always need to have an objective to your webinar. So it might be building your email list initially. So I did lots of webinars in the early days, which were about building my email list. But in this particular case, I was running a webinar, and the objective was to get people to buy tickets for my Soulful PR Live event that was running in London. And so what I did was I initially did some Facebook ads, which were more about building my list. So I offered a cheat sheet on how to get into the media and how to get your first piece featured in the media using Facebook advertising. And then those people who signed up for it, and it was hundreds of people, I then offered them a webinar. And I also used a combination of sort of some adverts on Facebook, which retargeted those people who had already downloaded my cheat sheet. And that worked really, really well. And the great thing about webinars is it's a little bit like podcasting. You can build a real relationship with people. As I've got more experience in doing webinars, I used to kind of just sort of teach them. But now I try and get people to interact and ask people questions and get them involved and treat it much more like a workshop, as much as you can do. I use GoToWebinar for my webinars. And you can hear me talking about it actually in episode 28. I talk about that. And I have experimented. I did try Webinar Jam. And I have tried a few other things. I'd love to use Zoom Webinar actually, because I use Zoom for my coaching. That's a video conferencing service. It's really, really good. But the only problem that I think I would have for webinars is I think they've got a cap on 100 or 200 on webinars, and I tend to attract 300-400 people onto mine. So I need something that pulls a lot more people. And once you get in the tech side of it, it can be a bit scary. So do get back and listen to my episode, which is episode 28, if you're thinking about doing it, but it all seems a little bit overwhelming. But it's just so great because you can really build a relationship with people, and you're showing, not telling. It's content marketing in action, because you're showing people what you know. You're showing people that you would be a great person to work with, or could be a great person for them to work with. You're building trust with people, because I think we all know those figures about most people need, I think it's 7 or 8 touch points before they buy. So by the time somebody joins my business club or signs up for one of my events, then often they've read one of my blog posts, maybe been listening to my podcast for a while, they've been on my email list, they've now been in my Facebook group. So you know, I very rarely do I get people who just, you know, make a snap decision and sign up for my business club, that's my online membership community, or one of my events or whatever, without knowing me first. So webinars are a really great way to build up that audience. And I've got people actually in my community now who've been coming to my webinars for years now. So it's a really great way to build that relationship. And obviously you can use it to build up your email list. I'm trying it at the moment, actually, some Facebook advertising where I'm literally just inviting people to a webinar, and you can do that as well. But sometimes warming them up by giving them a cheat sheet or something first, and then going back and inviting them to the webinar can be a better way to do it. And obviously all of that stuff, like creating autoresponder sequences. So once you get someone signed up on a webinar, they come to one of your webinars. What you don't want to do is just kind of, you know, they never hear from you ever again. Then keeping in touch with them with some kind of autoresponder series when you either inviting them to buy one of your paid products or services, or maybe you're just keeping them warm with some useful content until you have got something to that they might want to buy, then obviously all of that stuff is really, really important too. And there's probably a whole episode in that as well. And finally, you might want to have a think about doing challenges. So this is where you maybe put together some kind of challenge for, it could be as little as 7 or 10 days, but it could be up to 30 days where you get people, basically you get permission to email people every day for however many days it is. And so in episode 69, I interviewed Angela Henderson, who's done this really, really successfully to grow her email list. And she gave loads of ideas of what you can do. But, you know, she has a website where she sells, you know, children's toys and products. And so in the run up to Christmas, for example, she did a 30-day challenge where it was 30 things you can do with your child in the run up to Christmas, like crafty ideas. And so depending on what it is that you do, thinking of an innovative idea, I don't know if you've got like a health and fitness business or something, you know, it could be 30 days to a, it's a bit naffy sounding, but you know, 30 days to a beach, to feeling better on the beach or whatever it might be, where you get people to do one thing every day, but basically it's permission. Once you've got people to sign up, then you've got permission to email them every day for 30 days or 7, 10 days, whatever it might be, which is a really powerful way to build relationships. So there's tons more ideas that I could give you, but I don't like to overwhelm people. So there's 5 ideas for you for building your email list. As ever, I'd love it if you got in touch with me to let me know what you think. So I'm at janet@janetmurray.co.uk, or you can tweet me @jan_murray, and I'd love to get your feedback. If you already belong to my business club, you might be wondering what that special thing I mentioned I had for you was at the beginning of this episode. Well, if you introduce a friend to the business club and drop me a line and tell me who they are and send me your address, I'll send you a little surprise to say thank you.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.